This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Don't be surprised if I want your bold prediction on Washington's season. You know, you can't give me Jaden Daniels makes the Pro Bowl. Come on, he made the Pro Bowl last year. It's got to be bold. Don't be surprised if ... I'm going to give you mine in a few minutes. Max will give you his, and I want yours at 301-230-0980. Good morning, everybody. Did Washington close the gap on the Eagles? We're going to talk to Zach Berman, who covers the Eagles for The Athletic at 11. Nikki Jabvala will be with us at noon. Dan Quinn is expected to address the media at 12:30. This first week of Dan Quinn addressing the media before the first regular season game. We'll try to carry some of that live for you again at 12:30. And later on in the show, the first day of real AFC-NFC predictions, we will go through our AFC picks. Division winners, wild card teams, who ends up in the AFC title game, who represents the AFC in the Super Bowl. We'll give you an AFC underperforming team, an overperforming team, and an AFC bold prediction. That will be on the show today before we get to the end of our presentation at 1 o'clock. Tomorrow, the NFC, and then on Friday, our Skins season predictions and yours as well. I do want to start the show, though, with a couple of what do you gots. A bombshell of an NBA story this morning. If you haven't seen it or heard it or read it, the Clippers could be in big trouble, as could owner Steve Ballmer. They have been accused of paying one of my favorite players in sports, Kawhi Leonard, $28 million for what's called a, quote, no-show job, closed quote, as a way to circumvent the NBA salary cap. Now, the reporting on this comes from Pablo Torre. He's been involved in a bunch of things recently. He's the guy that used to be at ESPN, right? That's the guy.
Pablo,
baseball,
yeah.
Guy, ESPN?
Pablo, yeah.
I think so. He's been involved in a number of stories here recently, and I can't really remember what they are. But anyway, he laid out the alleged scandal on his show, which is called Pablo Torre Finds Out. He's got plenty of direct quotes from legal documents and made the argument essentially that Leonard was paid $28 million by a company that Ballmer funded to do what? Absolutely nothing. The company is now bankrupt. It was called Aspiration. It was a supposed tree planting service funded by Clippers owner Steve Ballmer. Aspiration, this company, entered into a $28 million legal agreement with Kawhi Leonard. Torre tried to find evidence that Leonard did something for this company, marketed or endorsed this company, but came up completely empty. Beyond that, though, there are clauses in the contract that made this very suspicious. One was that Leonard could essentially decline to proceed with any action desired by the company. So if this company actually existed, even on paper, and they asked him to do something, he could decline to do anything. And then another part of the agreement essentially gave the Clippers the ability to cancel the agreement, terminate the agreement, if Kawhi Leonard no longer played in the NBA or no longer played for the LA Clippers. Now, when I read this morning, I would bet that this is true, that there are dozens of examples in salary cap sports of owners trying to figure out ways to get, you know, star players more money without it being accounted for on the salary cap. I wouldn't be surprised if our last owner of our football team found ways to get people, you know, extra money. I would bet that this isn't, you know, I would bet that this is not an uncommon event, but it appears they may have gotten busted. Now, the Clippers have weighed in with a comment. The statement is, neither Mr. Ballmer nor the Clippers circumvented the salary cap or engaged in any misconduct related to Aspiration. That's the tree planting company. Any contrary assertion is provably false. So we'll see how it plays out. Now, my question, and I can't find this anywhere in any of the stories, is if the league, because Adam Silver has said many times, he considers teams circumventing the salary cap in a way that's dishonest to be a major cardinal sin in the NBA. What would happen to the Clippers? Would Kawhi's contract be voided? Would they get docked draft picks? I can't find anything. I asked you to look into it, Max.
You know,
did you find any comps?
Funnily enough, I found a Reddit post on r/NBA from 5 years ago. So these kind of rumors have been swirling for a while because Kawhi Leonard's name is mentioned in this. So let me read it. In 2000, the Timberwolves were stripped of 5 first-round draft picks for cap circumvention, and Joe Smith's deal was voided due to evidence discovered in the lawsuit with the same penalty. This was
Who,
5 years
Joe
ago.
Joe Smith?
Yeah.
Joe Smith was still in the league in 2020?
No, in 2000.
No. Oh, 2000.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah. I thought you said 2020.
No.
Yeah, go ahead.
But Kawhi's deal could be voided, and the Clippers left with no first rounders until 2029. This was 5 years ago. And in 2000, the NBA was obviously run by Mr. Stern, who ruled the league with an iron fist. But as you said, Adam Silver views this as a cardinal sin. So who knows? He might lay the hammer down even harder if they find anything.
You know, the funny thing about this is I wonder how many first-round picks they even have over the next 5 years.
That's actually...
Haven't they
look.
Dealt a bunch of them? I mean, I could be wrong about that. I could be thinking about another team. That is a no-no, you know, to circumvent salary cap. That is supposed to be the thing that gives everybody at least a chance. Now, we have luxury tax team, you know, we have a luxury tax in several sports, and that factors into it as well. Teams willing to pay the luxury tax versus those who are not. The NBA changed their salary cap structure a few years ago, but this could be an interesting story. Stay tuned. Kawhi Leonard, who knows? He could be a free agent very shortly. I doubt that they would void the entire contract. That doesn't seem right. I saw something over the weekend that was out last week. We didn't have a chance to talk about it. It was the Forbes list. This is another, what do you got? Completely different subject. Forbes list of values of teams. Now, we had something a few weeks ago. It wasn't the Forbes list. It was another list. But this particular Forbes story not only printed the NFL's top value teams, but it gave you the annual revenue of the team and the annual operating income of the team. And something really struck me as almost incredible when you look at it. The Cowboys are now, according to Forbes, worth $13 billion. $13 billion. Now, we know that the Lakers, you know, had a piece of their franchise sold at a valuation of $10 billion, which blew any NBA number out. The Celtics recently eclipsed the Washington sale for a full sale of the team. Washington's most recent sale of just over $6 billion is the biggest in NFL history, but I think we realize that valuations are going up, especially if the NFL allows foreign investors, hedge fund acquirers, etc. Washington's value, by the way, overall right now per Forbes is $7.6 billion, which means that Josh Harris and his, you know, large group of limited partners have seen a major increase in valuation, $1.6 billion in 2 years. By the way, the average worth of an NFL team, $7.1 billion. And that's a 25% increase from last year. But the Cowboys, oh, there's one other thing, too, that basically all 32 teams now in the NFL are worth at least $5 billion. That's the first time that's ever happened. The 32nd most valuable NFL team is Cincinnati at $5.25 billion. Just to give you some perspective, that is a number that surpasses all 32 NHL teams and all but seven franchises across the most recent NBA and MLB valuation list. So, you know, you take the Yankees and the Lakers and the Celtics and the Red Sox and the Dodgers, you know, seven franchises. I guarantee I just got five of them. And, you know, basically the NFL franchises are worth more than every other sports franchise, except for those. It's remarkable. But here's what I found that was unbelievable. It's a comparison between the Cowboys' worth and Washington's worth. The Cowboys are worth $13 billion. That's their valuation. So essentially they're saying if the Cowboys sold, they could fetch $13 billion for the team. Washington's 10th in the NFL, by the way, at $7.6 billion. But listen to this. The Cowboys last year did $1.234 billion in revenue. Washington did $644 million. The Cowboys did twice as much in revenue as Washington. Remember 25 years ago, 20 years ago, 15 years ago probably, they were neck and neck, Washington and Dallas, you know, in terms of revenue, profitability, sponsorships, everything that Jerry and Dan came into the league looking for, which was to make the most money, not necessarily generate the most wins. Certainly that was the case here. But then beyond that, the Cowboys' operating income, so their gross revenue, is $629 million, and Washington's is $116 million. Six times, basically, Washington's operating income. The Cowboys are just an absolute business juggernaut. Washington was for many years, but what this is so much a reflection of is the deterioration of the franchise, especially the acceleration of that deterioration between, say, the years 2015 and 2023. Before the team was sold. I would say more like 2017 to 2023. The last five, six, 7 years, it was an evaporation of the fan base and revenue. You know, I had somebody tell me, and I've used this many times several years ago, that basically two-thirds of the fan base was chased away. And unfortunately for the team, it was the highest revenue generating two-thirds of the fan base. Devastation is what Snyder did to this team over the last, you know, over 24 years, obviously. But finally, you know, we were the marks for the first 15 years, and we finally caught on to it in the last seven or eight, and stopped spending as a fan base. But it shows you, by the way, how much Josh Harris and Mitchell Rales and Mark Ein and all of them, how far they have to go to get anywhere near the Cowboys, who do six times in gross revenue, operating income, than Washington does, and twice as much in revenue. Now, they all get the same cut of media revenue, all 32 teams. So this is, you know, local market revenue. And you can see Washington's fell off massively over the last, you know, seven, eight, 9 years, something like that. I thought that was interesting. One last, what do you got? And that is the Chargers-Chiefs game on Friday night in Brazil will be the last NFL Friday night game for a while. The reason for that, Hans Schroeder, who is the vice president and COO, chief operating officer of the NFL, held a press conference yesterday, and he was asked about this, and he said, yeah, we can't play on Fridays per the Sports Broadcasting Act of 1961 that bans broadcasts of professional football games on nights in which, you know, high school football plays on Friday or college football plays on Saturday. But what's interesting about that provision in 1961 is that provision begins with the second Friday in September, which back in 1961, that's when high school football started. I mean, schools didn't go back until after Labor Day. And now schools go back, you know, on average much before Labor Day. And the first high school football games, I mean, hell, they're already probably in week three coming up in some, you know, markets for high school football games. But because Labor Day was so early and the first Friday of the month was during that first week of the NFL season, the last 2 years they were able to hold Friday night games. Starting next year, Labor Day is September 7th, so it will be the second Friday that the NFL has for their week one of September. They can't do Friday games. So enjoy the Friday night game on this coming Friday night from Brazil. Chiefs-Chargers should be a hell of a game. An important game for the opener. The AFC West will certainly be watching that one closely. But that'll be the last Friday night game the NFL can hold per that Sports Broadcasting Act of 1961 for several years, because Labor Day is going to be later for the next few years. I'm sure it cycles back in 4 or 5 years where the first Friday will be an NFL week one because Labor Day is earlier. But by that point, we might have an 18-game schedule, and the league may start its season Labor Day weekend. That's going to be an interesting thing to keep an eye on. When the NFL moves to 18 games, to preseason games, do they extend the regular season 1 week at the end of it, or do they do that at the beginning of it? Will there be two bye weeks? Will it remain at one bye week? We had, you know, Mike North, the schedule maker, on a couple of times during the spring before the schedule came out and then after the schedule came out. And he said, don't bank on two bye weeks when they go to 18 games. But Labor Day weekend would be in play, even though that has for many years now been, you know, owned by college football, pretty much with the NFL opening up post Labor Day. Anyway, that's it. All right. Don't be surprised if I want your Washington bold prediction for 2025. Here's my bold prediction, Max. You can turn down the music. My bold prediction, my don't be surprised if, is don't be surprised if Jaden Daniels throws for 40-plus touchdowns in 2025. He threw 25 last year, so I think that's bold. Not to mention the fact that, did you know that only 22 quarterbacked seasons have ended with 40 or more touchdown passes. That is not easy to do. Peyton Manning still holds the record at 55. Brady and Mahomes tied for second at 50. And then there are 19 other quarterbacked seasons of at least 40 touchdowns. The last one, last year, 2024, Burrow threw for 43, Jackson threw for 41, and Baker Mayfield, when I was looking this up, I was like, man, Baker Mayfield threw 41 touchdown passes last year? Yes, he did. Jaden Daniels and this team, I think, is going to be every bit of what they were last year, but even better in the passing game. I think we'll see more play action, more under center play action, especially if they focus on, which I think they are, a running game that doesn't just include the quarterback. I think Jaden Daniels is going to have a massive year. We'll be talking about this the rest of the week and, you know, certainly during the season. But don't be surprised. This is my bold prediction. If Jaden Daniels throws for 40-plus touchdowns, again, in the history of the game, it's only happened 22 times. I know some of you will be like, it's not that bold. He had 25 last year. 40's a pretty big jump. That would be a pretty big jump. You know who's never thrown for 40-plus? Josh Allen's never thrown for 40-plus. Josh Allen last year, his best year was 37 touchdowns. That came during the 2020 season, which was the first season after his first full season of starting. I've referenced this season. You know, Josh Allen didn't start his entire rookie year. The first full season that he started, he was an effective quarterback. But the second season, you know, after his first full season of starting, third year in the league, 4,544 yards, 37 touchdowns, 10 picks, runner-up for the MVP behind the MVP that year, I think, was Lamar. In 2020, was it Lamar or Aaron Rodgers?
I believe it was Lamar.
No, not 2020. It would have been Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, wait.
Actually, now that I think about it. 2020 MVP voting. Aaron Rodgers, Josh Allen second, Patrick Mahomes third. Okay. Don't be surprised if Jaden Daniels throws for 40-plus touchdowns.
Those are MVP numbers, Kev.
In 2025. I could have said don't be surprised if he wins the MVP, but, you know, his MVP odds are pretty high. They're like sixth, you know, in the league. I bet you what find his over-under on touchdowns. I bet it's like 30 and a half, something like that, 29 and a half. See if you can find that. I should have looked that up.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. I'm trying to navigate my app as quickly as possible. The season leaders, no, not season leaders. Passing props.
It's got to be in the 20s, right?
Daniels, total passing yards, 34, 25. Touchdowns, I got to scroll a little bit further down. There's Jaden, 24 and a half. Over 24 and a half is plus 114 right now.
It's massively bold. Don't be surprised if Jaden Daniels throws 40-plus touchdowns.
I love it.
In the upcoming season. I think we're going to see an emphasis more on running backs, running the football, more under center, which will set up some really good deep shot play action opportunities. I think he could have a massive season. All right, what's your don't be surprised if?
My don't be surprised if, and this is a lot of people, I mean, listen, last year our starting secondary, our starting corners were Benjamin St. Juste and Emmanuel Forbes. This year, Marshawn Lattimore, Trey Amos, Mikey Sainristil. I think, I just don't be surprised if Washington's secondary is top three in the NFL this year. That's my don't be surprised. I'm very high on
I don't
on
know
them.
How we I think quantify that, but I think we'll know it if we see it. So I'm
sure.
Going to allow this as a don't be surprised if. Washington's secondary is top three. You know, there has been more talk about the secondary in recent weeks than anything else. Now, part of that is, in my world here on this show, we've had Fred Smoot and we've had Sean Springs on the show over the last 3 weeks, right? 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And both of them are so high on Trey Amos.
I'm telling you,
so
man.
High on him. And Quan Martin.
Yes. So Dan said a lot about Quan, too. Like, he's ready to make that next step and kind of turn into this ball hawk that everyone wants to see. And he did a great job last year. I think he's going to take that next step this year, man. Washington secondary, I'm in.
All right, I want your bold predictions on Washington season. Don't be surprised if, and then fill in the rest at 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Want your calls on that. Mine is, don't be surprised if Jaden throws for 40-plus touchdowns. Max's, don't be surprised if Washington ends up with a top three secondary. Your call's next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I want your best 2025 season Washington bold prediction. I want you to say and start with, don't be surprised if, and then you tell me what that bold prediction is. Example, don't be surprised if, and this is mine, Jaden Daniels throws 40-plus touchdown passes this year. His over-under is 24.5 on touchdown passes. He threw 25 last year. Phone lines are open, 301-230-0980. Coming up before the end of this hour, I'm going to give you my best over-under bets, NFL bets of the year. I've already actually fired in on three of them. All right. Max has Washington ending up as a top three secondary. Let's start with Ian. Ian, don't be surprised if... Go ahead.
Kevin, I'm going to go the other way. I think the defense is really going to struggle. I think they're aging at key positions. And I just think if the logic that Adam Peters has, which is Mr. Analytical, that guys fall off when they hit their 30s. I don't know how he feels confident with Wagner and Miller, two first ballot Hall of Famers, really late in their career. I'm not as negative on the team as Nikki and Ben probably are, but I'm going to go 9-8.
Okay, but don't be surprised if what? Give me a bold prediction. I'm looking for it here.
The defense is in the bottom five defenses of the league.
Okay. I mean, it was in the bottom five, you know, in rush defense last year, but there is an expectation, I will grant you that it's going to be improved, the defense overall. So you have the defense regressing, and regressing maybe somewhat significantly based on perception. That's your bold prediction.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
I would point out that, you know, the age thing that the team, or the analytics age thing for the team, the analytics are different based on the position. And what we were talking about all summer was the way, or at least in the last month and a half, was how they viewed the wide receiver position age-wise from an analytics standpoint. I don't know that it's applicable to the positions that you're talking about. I'm not saying that it isn't. I do think that we've seen some decent aging pass rushers over the years, especially when they're put in position to just be a specialized pass rusher, which I think is what Von Miller is expected to be.
And if I could add, I think it's a big assumption that Lattimore struggled last year just due to injury. I think there's some mental and maturity issues the way he performed when he was on the field. It wasn't just that he was
I don't
hurt.
Disagree with that. It could have been frustration over not being 100% and not being able to do what he typically had done in the league. But I thought that certainly there were some moments where he probably regrets the way he played, or the regrets to the way he reacted to something. See the NFC Championship game. Let's go to Bobby in Annapolis. Bobby, don't be surprised if, I want your bold prediction for Washington this year.
Don't be surprised if we are a wild card team.
I wouldn't be surprised. That's not bold. We were a wild card team last year.
And a way wild card team. I think just the fact that we barely had to travel last year and the quality of quarterbacks that we played, I think we have to travel a lot more. We're playing some better quarterbacks this year, and that, just barely having to travel at all and now having all these primetime games, a game in Spain, I think it might be a disadvantage for us.
I know, but don't be surprised if they're a wild card team. I think almost everybody's predicting them to be a wild card team. So all I'm saying is the opposite of bold. I think that that's the odds on favorite going into the season, that they'll be a wild card team.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen some people saying we're going to take the division.
Right.
So, that was the only reason I say that.
Yeah, I mean, there's some optimism out there. There's also a lot of, national pundits that, believe Washington's season last year was more based on lucky rolls over and over again. Let's go to our guy Mark in Largo. Don't be surprised if I want your bold prediction for the season.
Do we have Commanders fans on here, or are these the Cowboy fans up here?
Well, I mean, you knew Ian would go negative.
Oh, my God. Ian, man, he doesn't think this team could do anything for the last 20 years.
Well, he was right for 19 of them.
Well, pretty much, yeah. I called you 6 months ago, and I told you this team would go 14-3, and here's the reason why. I think they'll go 14-3 because
that's your. Don't be surprised if they go 14-3. I think that's aggressive.
No,
bold.
No, but I'm gonna tell you why. I'm gonna tell you why.
I'm gonna Merrick let you say. Tell me why.
Okay.
I'm just highlighting what your don't be surprised if is. You sort of glossed over it. Yeah.
If we go 14-3, it's because of Bill Merrick rushing for 1,200 yards. And Chris Rodriguez just barely making over 1,000. I think
you buried the lead. You buried the lead. What are you doing? You've got two backs rushing for 1,000 plus yards. You've got 2,200 plus yards from running backs.
You know what, Kevin? Let me ask you something. Don't you think, aren't you surprised this doesn't go on more in a 17-game series? season.
Well, yeah, I mean,
think about it.
Obviously, Saquon Barkley rushed for nearly 2,200 himself.
That's Saquon, but, and we had Derrick Henry. I agree with that.
But the running back,
The number one problem with this team last year, they didn't have a consistent running game. That's why they had.
No, the number one problem was their defense.
Well, that too. But let me say this, Chris. There were a lot of games that they should have blown
people out. Kevin, Chris, doesn't matter. Yeah.
I'm sorry, Kevin.
That's all right. Call me whatever you want to call me. Just keep calling me.
All right, Kevin. Here's what I'm trying to say. There's some games that they should have won that shouldn't have been one-score games. A la the New Orleans game last year, that game should have been a two-touchdown win. I think the Atlanta game should have been a two-touchdown win. But because of the
incompetence. We were down 10 at halftime. We couldn't get off the field against Atlanta. In the first half,
we couldn't get off. Well, the defense was bad, but we didn't have a consistent running game against Atlanta or New Orleans. If we have a consistent running game this year, I think this team wins. Like I said, 14-3 is a season. I think right. With the talent that they got receiving. Now, I do think you saying Jaden's going to throw 40 touchdown passes. I do think that's.
I said that's my bold prediction. Yeah,
I agree with that. I still think they can get 40 touchdown passes and two backs can rush for over 1,000 yards.
Sure. Yeah, but
and 14-3.
You know what? When's the last time a team had two running backs rush for more than 1,000 yards? 1,000 yards, as you know, Mark. I'm not explaining this.
97.
I mean rushing yards skyrocketed last year
with the Eagles. Remember Ricky Waters in 95? In fact, it was exactly 30 years ago. I think it was Ricky Waters. I forgot who the other running back was.
Roger.
It might have been Deuce Staley or Sikahema, something like that. But it was two running backs that ran over for 1,000 yards. I think you could go back to the 49er games with Rathman and Craig. So, I mean, do I think it's possible? Sure it is. Pretty much possible. Look, I just don't like this doom and gloom I'm seeing by Iron. This defense is going to be a bottom defense.
All right, here's the list. You ready for it? Okay, well, I don't care commenting on Ian's takes. Here's the list of teams in NFL history that had two running backs rush for 1,000 or more yards. The 49ers are not here. First of all, very famously, the 72 Dolphins had both Zonka and Mercury Morris.
Zonka and Mercury Morris, right.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Then the 76 Steelers had Franco and Rocky Blyer. The 85 Browns... 76,
wow.
Franco Harris, Rocky Blyer, both over 1,000 yards. In 85, the Browns had Kevin Mack and Ernest Biner both go for over 1,000 yards.
Ernest Biner and Kevin Mack. Okay, I got you.
2006, the Falcons had Warwick Dunn and, this isn't running back, so it's different, Michael Vick go for over 1,000 yards. The Giants, 2008, Brandon Jacobs and Derek Ward. I would have never gotten that. The Derek Ward part.
You would have thought it was Tiki. You would have thought it was Tiki.
Yeah, exactly. 2009.
Yeah.
2009, the Panthers. Actually, I do remember this duo of Jonathan Stewart and D'Angelo Williams. They both went for over 1,000 yards. And then in 2019, you know, not two running backs, but Mark Ingram went over 1,000 and Lamar Jackson went over 1,000. With just running backs, it's only happened 3, 4, 5 times in NFL history. So that you buried the lead. That should have been your lead. Washington becomes the 6th team in NFL history to have two running backs go over 1,000 yards.
But I'm going to tell you something
Bill
else,
Merritt
Kevin,
and
people aren't
Chris
talking
Rodriguez.
About this. I think a lot of people don't seem to understand this. That offensive line is going to be much, much better this year. And I think
I agree. I think they're going to run the ball much better. I agree with you. Two backs over 1,000 yards? No, unless it's Jaden over 1,000 with one of the other two. That would be my prediction. If they had two go over 1,000, it would be Jaden being one.
So who do you think would be the other?
I don't know yet. Yeah, let me wait until Sunday because I'm not sure. I said to Ben on the show yesterday, I'm wondering whether or not one of the two, Rodriguez or Kroski Merritt, might be inactive for the Giant game. You typically don't carry four backs on game day.
And I think that's kind of – well, here's a better question for you, Kevin. Okay. Is McCaffrey going to be inactive on Sunday? Because it seems like
I don't know. They've got him back there with Debo in kickoff returns. All right, let me move on, Mark. You're the best. Thanks. Let's go to D.C. D.C., don't be surprised if your bold prediction I want for the upcoming season.
Great day, Kevin. I don't want you to be surprised if Trey Amos wins Defensive Rookie of the Year and he has 6 picks. And I'm in alignment with Mark's statement, man. Our DBs is going to be great this year. Quan Martin back there backing them up and leading.
Who
the way
is Abdul Carter? Abdul Carter would be the favorite, right, Max, to win Defensive Rookie of the Year?
I believe that is correct right now.
Who else is there to choose from? I got to go look at the draft.
But didn't they get a linebacker from Georgia?
Yeah.
Abdul Carter, Travis Hunter, Jalen Walker, Micah Williams, Mike Green, Shamar Stewart. Those are kind of the top of the board at the moment. You could take a Jihad Campbell flyer at 18-1.
Jihad Campbell, people are talking in Philadelphia like he is ready to become a legit guy, right? You know
who else
they're talking about a lot?
Who's that?
James Pierce in Atlanta.
Oh.
But whatever. It's preseason talk. I'm looking at, I've got the odds in front of me now. Trey Amos is way down the list. 50, but that makes it bold. Right? That makes it bold.
He was 50-1 last I checked. So that's a big swing on Trey.
All right, DC. Appreciate it, man.
Put 100
thanks.
On it and let it rock, Kevin.
That's right, baby.
Exactly.
All right, brother.
Let's go to Chris in Maryland. Chris, your bold prediction. Don't be surprised if.
Hey, Kevin, nice hearing you. But I had James Pierce as my defense rookie of the year, too. But
the word has been he's looked dominant. But, you know, what are we talking about, right, you know, in preseason? We'll see.
Yeah, but don't
Falcons
be surprised if. I'm like, I'm a Falcons fan. But I love listening to your show, and I live in that area, so I hear it all the time. So don't be surprised if the Commanders secondary, like the first caller said, don't be surprised if your secondary struggle this year. And this is my point. Why? Because I think they're going to struggle against the run again this year. I don't think y'all made enough moves to solidify your run defense. And I believe that Bobby Wagner's on the tail end of his career. If you watch Bobby Wagner a little bit, how deep he play, that's because of his lack of speed. But he still make good angles and everything, though.
Yeah, because he anticipates so well. He's so smart.
Right. But if your defensive front is not plugging it up, and your offensive line is getting to the next level, that makes your linebacker struggle. So I believe that the secondary is going to struggle because you can see the Commanders loading up the box to stop the run against a Saquon Barkley or the Giants, offensive line. But and also another bold prediction: don't be surprised if Jaden Daniels lead the lead in turnovers this year. My reason is if you win a lot of shootout game and you're and, you know, you're forced to run the ball more, forced to drop back and pass, and more strip sacks this year. But I'm not – I believe the NFC East this year, I believe the winner is going to be 9-8 this year. And I know I might sound crazy. I don't think the Philadelphia Eagles is as good as advertised, and I think they're going to lose to Dallas week one because they're banged up.
Tomorrow night's interesting because the world is definitely pegging this as an easy Philadelphia win. Thanks, Chris, for the call. Appreciate it. Everybody else on hold, stay there. We'll get to your calls next. Bold predictions on the upcoming season. Don't be surprised if mine is that Jaden throws for 40 or more touchdowns. Max's, don't be surprised if Washington ends up with a top three secondary. Kevin Sheehan Show on the Team 980. Don't forget you can watch us on our Team 980 YouTube channel. Please hit the subscribe button and the like button when you get there.
All right, here's what's happening. I am Max Ames. It is Wednesday, September the 3rd, and here's what's happening. The NFL has announced which players will be honored with the Gold Shield patch on their jerseys for the 2025 season. They are as follows: MVP Josh Allen, Offensive Player of the Year Saquon Barkley, Defensive Player of the Year Pat Surtain, Defensive Rookie of the Year Jared Verse, and lastly, but certainly not least, Offensive Rookie of the Year Jaden Daniels. The Nats, they get the win over the Marlins yesterday. Cade Cavalli with a solid outing, only 5 innings pitch, giving up only 2 earned runs and 6 strikeouts. James Wood hits a 2-run bomb in the 4th inning, put the Nats up 5-2, and that's all she wrote. Nats take the win over the Marlins. They go for the sweep this afternoon. First pitch at 1:05. Nats on deck with Charlie and Dave at 12:35 on the Fan. This update is sponsored by the Team 980 YouTube page. Just open the app, type in the Team 980, hit subscribe. Kevin Sheehan is live every day from 10 to 1. You can catch Den's Office throughout all football season. Don't forget to hit the like button whenever you do decide to join us and turn on notifications to stay up to date on all things DC sports. And that is what's trending.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Zach Berman covers the Philadelphia Eagles for The Athletic. He's going to join us at 11, and then we're going to have a conversation about whether or not our team closed the gap on the Eagles. That's coming up at 11. Nikki Javala at 12. Dan Quinn's Wednesday press conference at 12:25. Bold predictions. Don't be surprised if 301-230-0980. My don't be surprised if Jaden Daniels throws for 40 or more touchdowns in this upcoming season. Only 22 quarterbacks in the history of the game. Not quarterbacks, I'm sorry. Only 22 seasons of quarterbacks throwing for more than 40 touchdowns in a season. There are multiple quarterbacks that have done it multiple times. Guys like Aaron Rodgers and Peyton Manning and Dan Marino. And has Lamar done it more than once? Matt Stafford's done it twice. Brady's done it three times. Russell Wilson did it in 2020. All right, 301-230-0980. Let's get to our guy, Billy in Chantilly. Billy, don't be surprised if...
Kevin, last year, and you can check the tape, I said the Commanders would, good morning, be in the NFC Championship game, and you almost fell out of your
well. I had us in the playoffs. You remember I had them at 10-7, which Absolutely. Was a major outlier. That was my bold prediction.
Well, look, Kevin, you were right all along on Jaden Daniels. I was not right on Jaden Daniels. I did not think they should draft him. This guy is.
Then how did you have him in the NFC Championship game last year?
Because you were so enthusiastically
my influence
supporting
over you.
His talent level. You do have influence. Okay. You've got influence over the entire DMV.
Well, that's not true. All right, what's your bold this year? You reminded us of your winner last year. Give us another winner.
17-0.
17-0,
Super Bowl champions, parade down Constitution Boulevard.
Yeah.
Bones
or Avenue, as it's called in D.C.
Max will be there. Max can get on my shoulders. I'll carry him down Constitution. You know,
you better be strong as hell, Billy.
Yeah.
17-0. All right, Billy. That's bold. I mean, it's kind of not surprising coming from you, but it's bold.
No, listen, I'm a hyperbolic, as you know.
Wait till I give you my season prediction. My NFC predictions, actually, on tomorrow's show. Wait till you get those. Because I am very high on our team this year. Very optimistic.
And Nikki is way off on this. And Max and all the young people, Kevin. The 20-somethings, the teenagers, just enjoy it, man. You and I, Kevin, we had our time. It was, I look back and cherish it. Times with my dad. We got a future here, finally, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
All right. I got to get to some others. Thanks. Let's go to Steve. Steve is calling from South Carolina. Steve, don't be surprised if.
Hey, Kevin. My bold prediction is our special teams comes up with at least four, if not more, touchdowns this year.
Four touchdowns from the special
four
teams.
More.
Is that punt returns, kickoff returns, block kicks? What is it?
Block punts, anything. It can be a combination of anything.
That's bold. I don't know what the record for special teams, but we're doing a lot of looking up on the show today. Special teams touchdowns in a season. I'm going to guess it's right around four.
I don't know. I mean, you're the gambler. I don't know what the over under would be.
Yeah, I don't even see that. It's not even popping up. For that one. But somebody's got it somewhere. Yeah. There have been teams. All right, the Broncos in 2013 had five returned touchdowns. So that doesn't include block kicks. Well, actually, that would be a return, too. Oh, the Patriots in 2007 had eight. The Rams in 99 had 11.
Okay, so four is not, not crazy.
No, I guess it's not that nuts. It seems nuts, though, doesn't it?
Well, for us, it does.
Yeah, true. Thank you, Steve. Let's go to Robert in Annapolis. Robert, go ahead.
Well, good morning. Thanks for taking my call. Isn't Billy actually boldly predicting they're going to be 20-0 if they go 17-0 and have a parade?
Yeah, he said. Did he say Super Bowl win? Yeah, I mean that would be 20-0. But I think we know what he's talking about. We're talking about the regular season.
Boulevard.
Yeah.
But anyhow, if the other caller who had the two running backs at over 1,000 yards, and you got to factor in Jaden Daniels, he's going to get what? Maybe 700, 800 yards. So
yeah,
you got that, and then. And
that's a lot of rushing yards for a team in a season, no doubt.
It's quite a few. And then you kick in your 40 touchdowns. You don't have to worry about
it. I mean, there's no chance they could lose a game if we combined all the positive, bold predictions. No chance.
All right, let me go with mine. I don't know how bold this is. I said in a previous call, I see him going, as others do, at probably 9-8. And the thing is, that may not make the playoffs in the NFC this year. So. But my bold prediction, such as it is I'm saying the Commanders are not going to make the playoffs. I'm not rooting for it. I'm just anticipating different things occurring this year.
I don't think everybody has him in the playoffs, but I think that the majority of prognosticators would probably have them as a wild card team. That's probably the average.
The line has him. And the thing is, the line still has him, I think, at 9.5.
Nine and a half.
Mostly.
Yeah. 9.5.
Are you putting Kevin Dollars over
I've already
or
done
under
it.
That?
I actually have them on the over. I think they're winning double-digit games again. But we'll get as the week goes along.
Right. Now, let me close with this. Now, you've said this is one of the most anticipated seasons. If they do not make the playoffs, where would it rank in most disappointing season.
Context is everything. You know this. We've talked for so many years now. Context is everything. If they end up, I think the way they end up having a season in which they, you know, lose more games than win, it's an injury riddled season. And those are the things you can't predict going into a season. So context would be everything. If everybody was healthy and they just weren't anywhere near as good and they ended up having a disappointing season, it would be disappointing for sure, because this is the highest expectation season in 25 years. Thanks, Robert. Right. Appreciate it. Let's go to our guy, Ralphie. Let's go to Ralphie in Rockville. I got to get a couple of other calls in here quickly. Ralphie, go.
Hey, Kevin. My bold prediction is Terry and Debo will both get 1,000 yards receiving. That hasn't happened since 2016 with Jackson and Garcon.
Yeah.
So shout out to Jay Gruden, who should still definitely be coaching.
He was a pass designer, respected from that standpoint around the league.
100%. I'm happy he's on his feet. I'm happy he's doing the show with Skip Bayless. You know, it's quite a show, the arena on YouTube.
He is. I don't even know what you're talking about, but that sounds horrible to be on a show with Skip Bayless.
It's actually a good show, man. It's a good show. You should check it out. And the last time that happened was before 2016 was 1999 with Connell Westbrook. So if Jaden throws for that 40 touchdowns, he throws for 4,000 yards, they'll definitely get 1,000 yards of season apiece. Thanks, Kev.
Thanks, Ralphie. By the way, those return touchdown numbers I was mentioning include interception returns. So I think our caller that had four was out there on a limb. That's a lot for special teams returns. All right, those of you who I didn't get to, I apologize, but we've got a guest coming up, and I want to get to him. Zach Berman talking Eagles and whether or not Washington has closed the gap on Philadelphia in this offseason. That's next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.